Chapter 23, How Daniel Identified Jesus as the Christ. The Messiah's coming had been first announced in Judea. On the hills of Bethlehem, the angels had proclaimed the birth of Jesus. To Jerusalem, the Magi had come in search of him. If the leaders in Israel had received Christ, he would have honored them as his messengers to carry the gospel to the world. But Israel knew not the time of her visitation. The jealousy and distrust of the Jewish leaders had ripened into open hatred, and the hearts of the people were turned away from Jesus. The Sanhedrin was bent upon his death. Therefore, Jesus departed from Jerusalem, from the people who had been instructed in the law, and turned to another class to proclaim his message. In every succeeding generation, the history of Christ's withdrawal from Judea has been repeated. When the Reformers preached the Word of God, they had no thought of separating from the established church. But the religious leaders would not tolerate the light, and those that bore it were forced to seek another class who were longing for truth. In our day, few professed followers of the Reformers are listening for the voice of God, ready to accept truth in whatever guise it may be presented. Often those who follow in the steps of the Reformers are forced to turn away from churches they love in order to declare the plain word of God. Many are obliged to leave the church of their fathers that they may render obedience. The people of Galilee presented a more favorable field for the Savior's work. Less under the control of bigotry, their minds were more open for the reception of truth. The province was the home of a much larger mixture of people of other nations than was Judea. As Jesus traveled through Galilee, teaching and healing, multitudes came, many even from Judea. Enthusiasm ran so high it was necessary to take precautions, lest the Roman authorities be aroused to fear an insurrection. Hungering and thirsting souls feasted upon the grace of a merciful Savior. Prophet Daniel foretold Christ's ministry. The burden of Christ's preaching was, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel." Mark 1, verse 15. The gospel message, as given by the Savior, was based on the prophecies. The time which he declared fulfilled was the period made known to Daniel. 70 weeks, said the angel Gabriel, are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Daniel 9, verse 24. A day in prophecy stands for a year. Ezekiel 4, verse 6. The 70 weeks, or 490 days, represent 490 years. A starting point for this period is given. "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks, 69 weeks, or 483 years. Daniel 9, verse 25. The commandment to restore and build Jerusalem, as completed by the decree of Artaxerxes Longimanus, see Ezra 6, verse 14, 7, 1, 9, RSV, went into effect in the autumn of 457. From this time, 483 years extend to the autumn of 27. According to the prophecy, this period was to reach to the Messiah, the Anointed One. In 27, Jesus at his baptism received the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and soon afterward began his ministry. Then the message was proclaimed, "The time is fulfilled." "Then," said the angel, "he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, 7 years." For 7 years after the Savior entered on his ministry, the gospel was to be preached especially to the Jews. For 3.5 years, by Christ himself, and afterward by the apostles. In the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
Daniel 9, verse 27. In the spring of 31, Christ, the true sacrifice, was offered on Calvary. Then the veil of the temple was rent in twain, showing that the sacredness and significance of the sacrificial service had departed. The time had come for the earthly sacrifice and oblation to cease. The 1 week, 7 years, ended in 34. Then, by stoning Stephen, the Jews finally sealed their rejection of the gospel. The disciples, scattered by persecution, went everywhere preaching the word. Acts 8, verse 4. And shortly after, Saul the persecutor was converted and became Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles.
The time of Christ's coming, his death, and the giving of the gospel to the Gentiles were definitely pointed out. It was the privilege of the Jews to understand these prophecies and to recognize their fulfillment in the mission of Jesus. Referring to the prophecy given to Daniel in regard to their time, Christ said, "Whoso readeth, let him understand." Matthew 24, verse 15. After his resurrection, he explained to the disciples in all the prophets the things concerning himself. Luke 24, verse 27. The Savior had spoken through the prophets and testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. 1 Peter 1, verse 11. It was Gabriel, the angel next in rank to the Son of God, who came with the divine message to Daniel. It was Gabriel whom Christ sent to open the future to John. And a blessing is pronounced on those who read and hear the words of the prophecy and keep the things written therein. See Revelation 1, verse 3. God's blessing will attend the reverent, prayerful study of the prophetic scriptures. As the message of Christ's first advent announced the kingdom of his grace, so the message of his second advent announces the kingdom of his glory. And the second message, like the first, is based on the prophecies. The Savior himself has given signs of his coming, and he says, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Luke 21, verse 34, 36. The Jews misinterpreted the word of God and knew not the time of their visitation. The years of the ministry of Christ and his apostles they spent in plotting the destruction of the Lord's messengers. Earthly ambitions absorbed them. So today the kingdom of this world absorbs men's thoughts, and they take no note of the rapidly fulfilling prophecies and the tokens of the swift coming kingdom of God. While we are not to know the hour of our Lord's return, we may know when it is near. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6.